The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 15, 1984, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Good evening and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle here in our Voice of America studios on Independence Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C., USA. And I'm your hostess for this weekly program that features some of the best in African music, coming to you on VOA's Africa service. We have a special program for you this evening, so I hope you'll stay with us and enjoy the music, beginning with this song entitled, Wait, for True Love Will Surely Come Your Way, by Brother Sonny Okusun from Nigeria.
The Lord will bless and make you sing.
Wait, and your faith will lead you till the end. From the album O Zidi for Sale by Sunny Okeson, right here on Music Time in Africa.
VOA, the voice of America.
We're broadcasting on the 11, 13, 14, 16, 19, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. Our listeners in Southern Africa can also hear this program on 621 kilohertz medium wave. And again, I'm Rita Rochelle, and happy to be with you. Our Music Time in Africa program this evening is featuring the music of Sunny Okeson, one of Nigeria's most popular musicians today. Sunny is a prolific songwriter and composer with an unusually large number of albums to his credit and has the reputation of being a real, true perfectionist in his music. Always searching and experimenting for the best possible sound for his music and his group of highly talented musicians. Brother Sunny was born and raised in Enugu in Nigeria. On completion of his education, he immediately began pursuing a career in show business and organized the first rhythm and blues band in eastern Nigeria. Later he joined Victor Uwaifo as rhythm guitarist and traveled with the band throughout Europe and Japan for Expo 70. But Sunny had a burning desire to create something new in music, and this led to what he calls Ozidism and his Ozidi band. Our Music Time in Africa reporter in Lagos, Mike Oyesiji, talked with Sunny Okeson.
Sunny, millions of VOA listeners all over the world would like to know more about you and your music. You are the preacher of a gospel called Ozidism. Can you explain what really is Ozidism?
Ozidism is the gospel according to Ozidi. That's the music that I play. It's a combination of African indigenous sounds to make special, authentic dance music, which I got together many years ago when I formed Ozidi.
What actually influenced you to take music as a profession?
Well, as a matter of fact, I know I was talented. That's I was told by so many people who listened to me and saw me perform amateurly. And I decided to go into show business, not just to be very popular or make money, but to have friends. Because as a matter of fact, I was born into a very poor family and we didn't have many, many friends. But I saw Elvis Presley, Cliff Richard and the Beatles performing, and the fans I saw with them, I thought they were their friends. So I had to go into show business so as to be able to have friends like the late Elvis Presley, Cliff Richard, and the Beatles. That's where we are now. I think it's one of the things that really inspired me.
Who is your favorite musician?
Well, in Africa, Fela is my favorite musician. And internationally, I started with Elvis Presley's songs, then Cliff Richard's songs, then Beatles. Today, as a matter of fact, I have Paul McCartney as a very good musician, and he's one of my favorites. I also like, I love Steve Wonder a lot, and well, Michael Jackson is also my favorite.
Did your parents initially approve of your taking music as a career?
As you very well know, music as a career in Africa was known to be a dropout kind of business and lay about, never do well business. Then my people did not really like it, especially my father. He wanted me to be either an engineer, a lawyer, or doctor, or something like that. But I didn't really want to go into that. I actually loved acting. I performed on the stage, that's stage plays in Enugu, and I had so many friends, the actors that I loved. In fact, they inspired me into show business. And my father, being a cinema goer, introduced me to cinema. So when I became addicted to it, then I decided to go into show business. See, at the beginning, as I said earlier, they did not like it at all. Especially my father.
Your sensational rise to superstardom has been confirmed by rising sales of your records. Who do you think really contributed to this success?
Well, I would say God is my my guardians. I would say thank you to my parents, my wife, my friends, and my playmates who have been with me all the year. And I'm so grateful to Almighty God.
What is your age?
I was born 1947, and I think you can find out how old that one is.
Are you married?
Oh, yes, I'm married.
How many children?
I have about 3 children now, and another one is on the way.
How many gold records award have you received so far?
About 8 gold awards.
And which of your LPs gave you the gold?
The first is Ozidi for Sale, Papa's Land, Fire in Soweto, Holy Wars, Mother and Child, Gospel of Ozidi, Togetherness, Give Peace a Chance.
So in short, how many LPs have you released so far?
About 14 LPs.
Would you like us to play one number from one of the LPs? Which one would you like us to play?
I would like you to play Which Way Nigeria, if you like.
Find it hard to start. How long shall we be patient before we reach the promised land? Let's save Nigeria so Nigeria won't die.
Which way, Nigeria?
Which way?
Which way, Nigeria?
Tell me.
Which way to go?
Which way to go?
Which way, Nigeria? Is heading to.
Remember, a simple step is the beginning of a million miles. Let's start right now to rebuild ourselves so as to make the country smile. Let's save Nigeria so Nigeria won't fall.
Which way, Nigeria? Which way, Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Which way to go?
Which way to go?
I love my fatherland.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know.
That will pass away, it is written in the book of God. The good people will surely find their way, and the meek will inherit the world. Let's save Nigeria so Nigeria won't die.
Which way, Nigeria?
Which way?
Which way, Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Which way to go?
Which way to go?
I love my fatherland.
Yes, I want to know
which way Nigeria is heading to.
One more time.
Which way Nigeria is heading.
Praise the Lord. Well, that was the current LP, and you heard Which Way Nigeria. The title speaks for itself. Sonny, what is your impression of the Nigerian music industry?
We are suffering seriously because we haven't got copyright laws that is really guiding our business, just as is happening in the United States. Not that we haven't got it, but it's not effective yet. I am the Vice President of Performing Musicians Association in Nigeria. That is exactly what we are fighting for now. And as soon as we get it, I think the music industry in Nigeria will boom. At the moment, Nigeria is the heaviest largest record buying market in Africa. And we are doing all our possible best to combat piracy and bootlegging, which is at the highest in the whole world here. But with this, if those things are really well handled, I think Nigeria will be bigger than the United States music industry-wise.
Sonny, if you had another entertainer here just starting out very young, is there any advice that you could give him before he decided to make a career of it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've produced about 4 young musicians. One is Onyeka Nwenu, whose first album I produced is Approaching Gold Mark. The second one is an 11-year-old girl, Yvonne Maha, who is also doing very well in the market. The third is Chaliaka. Now I've just produced a very young boy, about 18-year-old, blind musician, who is a good singer too, and we call him the local Steve Wonder. And I've always advised them that it is not easy to get into show business. All you have to do is to dedicate every little thing you have into it. The food you eat, the water you drink, your prayer, and everything into that show business. You have to do it. Otherwise, no success.
How large is your band?
On the stage, we are 15. That's including chorus singers and dancers plus instrumentalists and me.
I've watched you perform on a number of occasions, and I've often said that when Sonny Okosun smiles on stage, the whole audience smiles with him. Am I right?
Of course you are right. That's my business.
How do you spend your spare time?
I like to spend my spare time with my children. We play around and watch the television. I always look forward to it, as they also look forward to it. I think that's the greatest enjoyment I have, spending the time with my children.
Is any of your children taking to music?
My first son, who is going to 13, or who is already 13, I didn't know he could sing until I listened to him, and already I've written down tracks and of album that I want to produce him. But he's gone back to college now. During the long vacation, I think I will do that. And my little boy is a good dancer, and my daughter too. They are good dancers, and I know they are going to be good musicians. I would like to encourage them to go into show business.
Reviewing Sonny Okosun's achievements, 14 albums to his credit, Sonny has eventually arrived at superstardom. His messages, as contained in his lyrics, are quite captivating. At the age of 37, Sonny's success centers around his hard work and continual struggles with the oddities of the showbiz world. Michael Oyeshiji, Voice of America, Lagos.
Well, thank you, Mike Oyeshiji, for that report from Lagos, Nigeria. And thank you, Brother Sonny Okosun, for being our guest on Music Time in Africa this Sunday evening. Our VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, joins me in wishing you all the success and best wishes to you and your family. And now, friends, from Sonny Okosun's album, Which Way Nigeria, this is called African Women.
Wherever you may be, whoever you may be, I say, well, may be, whoever you may be. Wake up now and take your position. Stand up now and fight for your rights. Wake up today and take your position. I say stand up now and fight for your rights. You will never fail, you will never fall. Forget the suffering of yesterday. The labor of today is for tomorrow. African woman, don't change your color. African women, protect our culture.
African women, wherever you may be, whoever you may be, stand up now and take your position. Wake up now and fight for your right. Forget the sufferings of yesterday, for the labor of today is for tomorrow. African women, don't change your color. African women, protect your culture. Words and Music by Sonny Okeson from his award-winning album, Which Way Nigeria. You're tuned to VOA's Africa service, and this is Music Time in Africa.
Join us every day on VOA.
From Lagos, Nigeria to Machakos, Kenya, and from Jinja, Uganda to Navrongo in Ghana, more people are now keeping their radios tuned to the VOA every day because it's the best way to know what's going on in Africa and the rest of the world. VOA's Africa service brings you the latest news from Africa and from around the world 7 days a week in English, Hausa, Swahili, Amharic, French, and Portuguese 7 days a week. That's why your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, and I recommend that you keep your radio tuned to us, a good habit to get into. Begin your day with a program called Daybreak Africa. And please don't miss African Panorama and Nightline Africa, all on the VOA's Africa service. And for the best in African music, it's Music Time in Africa each Sunday at 17 hours 30 GMT and 22 hours 30 GMT. For a program schedule, write to me. My name is Rita, R-I-T-A, and Rochelle is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA, and I'll repeat that address for you. Again, it's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. Or, my friends, it may be easier for you to simply address your letters to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Again, that's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. And now, our final selection in this tribute to one of Nigeria's most popular musicians, Sunny Okusun, is this song titled Togetherness, from his album with the same title, Togetherness.
Together we shall win.
Nigerians unite, no matter the place you may live, no matter the language you speak, no matter the tribe you may be, no matter your height and position, unite so we can quench the fire in the country. Remember we are one in the Lord, remember we are one in the blood. Remember we are brothers in the world. Together we solve our problems. Together we save our country. Yes, together we change the world. Africans unite, unite so we can cross the rivers, unite so we can cross the desert, unite so we can climb the mountains, unite so we can crush apartheid. No matter the color of your eyes and your skin, remember we are one in the blood, remember we are one in the blood. Remember we are brothers in the world. Together we solve our problems. Together we save our countries. Together we change.
Well, thank you, friends, for listening, and thank you, Brother Sunny Okusun, for your wonderful music. We hope you all enjoyed our program this evening and that you'll plan to be with us again next week at this time. Don't forget, I'll be back later this evening with more African music. That's at 22 hours 30 GMT for the late evening edition of Music Time in Africa. Right now, there's a report of the latest world news following immediately, so stay tuned. For those who are regular listeners to VOA's Amharic service, our program in Amharic also follows now on the 19.8, 25.6, and 31.2 frequencies. This is Rita Rochelle with best wishes to you, your family, and all your friends. My love to all of you.